I beat Bellator.
Blog Talk Radio.
174 against Bellator. Fuck the haters. Fuck the UFC. Fuck Bellator. Fuck Dana White. Fuck Conor McGregor. Fuck Joe Rogan. Fuck all your motherfuckers that talk shit. And fucking all you fucking clowns, man. Listen, man. 173, like, honestly. Did you see the motherfucker that I beat for win 173? It's on video. I gave him that left hook. I cleaned his shit, man. And that motherfucker was fast. That motherfucker was the Muay Thai champion that I beat. That dude, that guy would literally hospitalize Deontay Wilder. That guy would absolutely kill that Bellator. The Bellator guy was a punching bag. I was just like punching him in the face. I mean, he was too easy. You know what I'm saying? He said, yeah, you know, we got into exchange. You know, I hit him twice. He hit me once, and you know, my fucking glove just touched a canvas. But I got right back up and I punched him. And then like we both stopped and we started arguing. You know, and that was it. And no, that wasn't it. I'm saying that was it in the cage. But then once we got out the cage, he had like 10 people with him. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot of people with him. And they were recording. And I try to fucking, you know what I'm saying, get inside so I can get my phone. But these motherfuckers, like, you know, they're 10 people. Come on. They deleted my footage, man. You know what I'm saying? I can knock out one, two, maybe three people out at once. But 10 people, man, come on. I can't beat 10 people, man. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes me the great champion, the gladiator, the warrior that I am today, man, that I go to, you know, enemy territory and I still win, man. I still win. The U.S. Marine, same gym, man, fucking fucked him up. Two punches, that right hook, man, he quit, man. I got to draw the line. I got to, you know, get like, One more win on video this year, and that's it. And just fuck, man, it's crazy. It's unbelievable, man. From January all the way to November, and I'm telling you, I mean, well, it depends, you know. Looks like for November, yeah, I'm probably. I guarantee you, I'll get a win in December. If I don't decide to go beat someone's ass tomorrow, then yeah, I guarantee you, I'll get a win in December, but. Yeah, in the cage, you know, we put on gloves, and this son of a bitch called me out. This Bellator, I forgot to ask his name. Like I said, these guys are all clowns. I don't care what their names, all this share dog, it's all fake. Did you see that? Again, Muay Thai fighter that I beat, that motherfucker, his movement, he was 194 pounds, walking weight, with 210. The motherfucker moved like a fucking lightweight. You know, he was like a fucking ninja, and I still beat him. I'm the best. You know what I'm saying? If I could beat a motherfucker that good, that fast, then I can beat anybody. That guy would kill Deontay Wilder. No, I'm serious, like, before, I used to think that Derek the Giant and Deontay Wilder were like, you know, like the second and third best. Hell no. What the fuck? Hell no. Man, this year, I beat so many opponents, 69 wins in 11 months, a world record in the history of, boxing, obviously, in the history of combat, in the history of sports, period. There's never been an athlete, you know, that's won that many times. That's unheard of. You know, 69 wins. The next win will mark it 70 wins for the year, and I definitely want to. That's a milestone right there. You know, 70 wins in 1 year. That's I'm speechless. 69 wins. You know. And I'm doing all this while going through a divorce. And it's very difficult because my mind is, like, multitasking. I'm thinking about Daria, and I'm thinking about, all right, I got a motherfucker in front of me that I got to knock out or TKO or outbox, whatever. And it's just it's tough. See, this 171 was my best win of the year, in my opinion. You know, the restaurant fight against that boxer, I just grabbed him by the shirt and I just went, bam, motherfucker, his fucking head turned. What do you do? What does that have to say about that? You fucking clowns, man. After posting footage like that, because I don't have footage that has been deleted by the loser, the Bellator guy that lost to me, him and his posse, there was like 10 people. What am I going to go up against 10 people? I still try to fuck. I got restrained. They you know, they held me back. They're like, no. They're like, he doesn't want it to go on YouTube. And I'm like, fuck you motherfuckers, man. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Son of a bitch said, I asked him, like, is it cool if I record it on my phone? He's like, yeah. See, because he thought he was going to beat me. You know what I'm saying? This fucking retard probably went on, not probably, he knew who I was as soon as I walk in. You know what he tells me, the Bellator guy? He's like, Charlie Z, man. He's like, shit. He's like, you want to box, man? He's like, you know I fight for Bellator, right? I'm like, okay, good for you, man. I'm like, are you a heavyweight? He's like, no, but, you know, I walk around at, like, light heavyweight. He's like, right now I'm 163. The guy was like, I'm like, how tall? He was really tall. He looked like Wilder's height, but he said he was 6'4 and a half, 6'5, about 6'4 and a half. Dude was like 6'4 and a half, 6'5. Skinny motherfucker, but he had an 86-inch reach. You understand? 86-inch reach. Motherfucker told me his height and weight and everything, and I'm like, what's your record for this Bellator bullshit? You know, I don't, you know. No, he even said it. Actually, yeah, so he goes, yeah, I know how much you don't like us TV fighters, man. Well, here's a chance, man. Here's a chance. The cage is right there, man. Let's go. He literally told me that. And I was in shock that a fucking TV fighter is calling me out. I mean, I run these motherfuckers off the street via Chuck Liddell, man. Forfeit. You know, this motherfucker told me, hey, the cage is open. Let's go. You got gloves? I'm like, yeah, let's go. You know? But he wore his own gloves. You know what I'm saying? Because he found his own gloves. He was looking for his own gloves. He said if he couldn't find them, he'll wear mine. But he put his own gloves and cameras, everything. You know what I'm saying? His camera, he deleted it off his phone, and he deleted it off. He didn't delete it. Him and his boys deleted it. Like I said, it was like Mayweather Senior. You know what I mean? When there's a posse of people against me, what can I do? I can knock out one, two guys at once, but come on, 10 people at the same time? Yeah, come on, man, you know what I mean? So that's when it got ugly, you know. But let me just start from scratch. So we get in the cage, and we had to be barefoot, but I had socks on. He said, I just had to take my shoes off. He said, you got to take your shoes off. That's the rule. And he started bragging. He's like, yo, I got, he's like, you may have all these hundreds of underground wins, but I got 12 sanctioned professional wins. I'm like, motherfucker, you're what? Professional what? He's like, I'm professional, he tells me, the Bellator. He was a black guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you're a professional actor. I'm like, get in the cage, motherfucker. I'm like, I'm going to show you right now. I'm like, you ain't lasting more than 10 seconds. Well, he lasted longer. He lasted about a minute. You know, so we get in the cage. I connected first. I connected a bomb. Then I connected a jab to the body. And then he landed a big uppercut. I counter him with an overhand right. Bam. Every exchange we had, I was winning. Another exchange, and then, like I said, it landed a lucky shot. My glove just touched the fucking canvas. You know what I'm saying? And then I rushed at him. I got back into my stance, and I just rushed at him, and boom, I hit him right back. And this motherfucker and I was even telling him during the fight, I'm like, you're getting your ass beat, bro. You know what I'm saying? You fucking Bellator bullshit. You know? And this motherfucker got pissed off, started talking shit. We just started talking shit to each other. I should have just knocked this motherfucker out. It's just he had his posse with him and all this, you know what I mean? Hey, listen, haters, you fucking pussies. You clowns told me every time I beat a U.S. Marine's ass at like a fitness gym, I did it in a UFC gym, the paid professional actor gym. Every time I beat a U.S. Marine, okay, or like, you know, a real Muay Thai fighter, like that last Muay Thai ninja motherfucker, like, you clowns always write like, oh, why don't you go to like a real boxing or MMA gym and go fight some real pros, man? Hey, man, you know that the quote-unquote real pro that I beat up yesterday and annihilated with my, both in the cage and out the cage, you know, he was 12-0, all 12 fights televised? Yeah. Well, now he's 12-1. Really, he's 0-1. In the real pros. But if you want to count his TV bullshit, then he's 12-1. And he lost to the best. Yeah, I mean, he did, you know, he said, he was, even he didn't say that he won. He didn't say that he lost, but he said it was a draw because I was so ahead on points. I mean, it was, you know, I was ahead on points. I was clearly winning. He said it was a draw because of the knockdown. I said, no, motherfucker, you still lost. I'm like, listen, Bluetooth, send me the video. And he said, no, I can show you the video. I mean, but I'm not going to send it to you because you're going to put it on YouTube. I'm like, what do you have to hide? You're saying it's a draw. He was like, well, nah, man, I don't want it. I'm like, blah, 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 you got your fucking ass beat, bitch. Send me the video, motherfucker. No, man, I'm not sending you the video. I'm like, send me the video. Why are you being a bitch, man? You're being a fucking coward, man. You know what I'm saying? You're probably going to go on the internet tomorrow and talk shit, man. He's like, no, I'm not, man. I'm like, listen, motherfucker, send me the video before shit gets ugly. All right? Shit got ugly for you in the cage. It'll get even uglier right now that we don't have gloves. Send me the fucking video. This motherfucker just wouldn't do it. I couldn't. Listen, I don't care who he was. You know, if he was an underground fighter, I would have done the same thing. But he was a TV fighter. You people don't understand how much I despise these motherfuckers. I hate them. They make a mockery out of combat. They make fighting seem like it's a show. Like, oh my God, look at my Bugatti. Look at how much money I just fucking made in the Las Vegas casino, man. I'm a champion, you know. They make a mockery out of combat when really it's a fight. It's not about what kind of car you have. It's not about how much money you have. It's not about what kind of mansion you live in. All right? You saw my wife, Daria? Ex-wife, still my wife. Okay. I told her to give me a month to think about if I'm going to get back with her or not. Okay, my wife, hot-tempered, alcohol problem, whatever. Let's not talk about that. That's personal. Look at the way she looks. I fucked her, man. I would dick her down every day, man. Look how beautiful she is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't got a fucking SOR Mercedes or a, you know, Bugatti Veyron or a Ferrari F50 or a fucking, you know, saying Lamborghini Diablo SV, man. I don't got those kind of cars, man. And I still had Daria. You know, I'm the one that dumped her. I could have her in 1 second. I could unblock her right now and text her right now and be like, baby, I love you. You know what I mean? She'll be like, I love you too. Come back to the Ukraine. Boom. That pussy's mine, literally, for as long as I want. She doesn't have anybody, even if, like I said, when I got her back a year ago, she has some dudes. She dumped them right away when I called her. But anyways, let's get back on topic. So me and the Bellator guy are sitting down, and this son of a bitch just would not send me the video. And I'm thinking, all right, what should I do? All right, there's only one solution. Okay, I'm thinking, I beat his ass already. It got recorded, but it got deleted. There can be a program that can be downloaded where you can... My homie came over today, tried to download that program, but it didn't work. But I'm thinking, all right, fuck. What should I do? Should I beat his ass again? His boys left. You know, I'm thinking, fuck. But see, he wouldn't go in the cage again after getting a beating like that. You know? So I'm thinking, what's the solution right now? Well, what should I do? I'm in a tough situation, legal-wise. Not fighting-wise, you know. You got a TV paid professional actor. 173 was against a Muay Thai champion, clearly number two pound for pound after me. Him and Sambo Russian, much better fighters than, for example, Deontay Wilder and, you know, and that Bellator clown and fucking the rest of the fake TV, heavyweight TV bullshit division. And I'm thinking, what should I do right now? I ask him again. I'm like, come on, seriously, dude, send me the video, man. Be a fucking man, dude. You lost. I didn't cheap shot you. I beat you fair and square. Send me the video, man. He said no. I get up and I told him, send me the fucking video. He said no. And I punched him in the face, bare knuckle. I hit him hard. I hit him with a power shot. Right in the jaw area, like jaw, yeah, cheek, jaw. Yeah, right in, like in the jaw. I just punched him right in the fucking face, man. Hey, and he gets up. He's like, yeah, so he's like a black accent, you know. He's black guy, you know what I mean? I got nothing against black people. I got something against bad people. He's a bad person. He tricked me. He said that, yeah, you can record it. He's like, my boys can record it. You know, win or lose, it can, you know, you could put it up, yeah. But he lost. And he thought he was going to win. Nobody can beat me. There's no such thing as if you beat Charlie Zenoff. There's no ifs. Nobody can beat Charlie Zenoff. Impossible. The only way to beat Charlie Zenoff is if you use a baseball bat, a knife, a gun, a weapon, whatever, a gat, you know, multiple people. Yeah, that way you can, yeah, but that's not beating Charlie Zenoff. That's being a coward, and that's called cheating. One-on-one, nobody, no way. Impossible. Even on Charlie Zenoff's worst day and on your best motherfucking day, you still ain't beating me, son. So I punched this guy in the face. He gets up. I'm still standing right where I punched him because he was sitting down. We were both sitting down. I got up and I punched him. He saw me get up and I hit him. He gets up. He's like, what? He's like, why'd you hit me, man? Yeah, why'd you hit me, man? I'm like, I was asking you for 10 minutes to post me the fight video, motherfucker. And you didn't post it. So that's why I hit you, motherfucker. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. That's a TKO. He quit. Then he started acting a fool. When like 5 minutes passed, he started breaking shit in the gym. He couldn't believe that he lost. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. My last two victories, I took two O's. The Muay Thai champion was undefeated. I beat him. This guy was 12-0. I beat him. This is it. Haters, get a knife right now. Simultaneously, as I say this on air, slit your fucking throats. Nobody's gonna fucking miss you. And if your family has the welfare to bury you, let them bury you. If not, let them cremate you. But you motherfuckers don't belong in this fucking world. You people are evil, crazy, psychotic. I have been making boxing history, street fighting history, combat history this entire year, every year. But this year is just on a level of its own. 69 wins in 11 months. And the month is not even over. We still got tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So don't be surprised if I beat somebody's ass tomorrow. What can I say, man? Felt great punching that TV bitch in the face, man. It's just, it's like. Oh, by the way, I saw Jill Zavala yesterday. Yeah, at that gym, he came in. He, I was talking to some dude, you know, not some fan of mine was praising me, you know. I don't know. Jules Wall knew him. He came up, shook his hand. Jules Wall came with his daughter, and it was like, he came with two of his daughters, like two little girls, you know. He didn't say anything to me, you know what I mean? Hey, I beat his ass, you know what I mean? I outboxed him. What the fuck can he say? But, yeah, you know. No, Jules Wall, he was there. That was like in the beginning. I left. I went to another gym. I couldn't find a fight there. And then I came back to the UFC gym. And I fucking clobbered this Bellator. Bella joke. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. I told you haters, man. What did I do? I told you clowns. Instead of arguing and posting your delusional bullshit, you got to listen, man. I told you, TV fighters, I'm not insulting them. I'm not putting them down. I'm speaking the honest truth. Like, see, like that Muay Thai champion that I beat, I hate that guy. I can't stand, I hate his guts. I'm so glad I beat his ass. I'm so glad I hit him with that left hook and made him fly across the room. But that guy was a great fighter, very good fighter. I mean, very fast. You see, I hate that guy, but I'm giving him, you know, I'm saying the truth, because if I say that he sucks, come on, he obviously doesn't suck. The dude, you know, his movement, you know, his defense, speed, you know, he was very hard to hit. He may not have hit me. I'm very hard to hit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It was like, you know, two gladiators and Charlie Zonal being the superior gladiator. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. But this guy that I beat yesterday, complete joke. 12-0, on where? On television? Their television fights are fake. Shitty fighters. The television fighting is a joke. I've been saying it for the past 5 years. Ever since Juan Ali put the belts on me when I won the UBF championship, I said, you know, after that, TV fighting is a joke. Ever since Richard Schaefer called me and pulled the plug on Zelenov, hey, when I was supposed to knock out David Hay, he pulled the plug on that fight. As soon as that happened, I said, you clowns are fake, frauds. It's a show. It's all about money. You are not real fighters. I won 69 fights this year. This Bellator clown, what is it, once, twice a year? See? Not just the skill level, but the experience level. He wasn't ready for me. As soon as we got in the cage, I'm clocking him. Bam, bam. Yeah, he landed on me too, but I clocked him more than he clocked me, right? I beat his ass. Outside the cage, I punched him in the face. What did he do? He said, "Why you hit me, man?" Why? Why? Why ask why? Should have sent the tape, bitch boy. Then it would have just been a points loss for him. You know what I'm saying? No fucking draw. So what, man? Knockdown. Motherfucker was behind on points. But since he didn't cooperate, he got what he deserved. He got hit with a left hook, and that's it. 171. I'm in Ukraine. That was, in my opinion, my best win. I literally grabbed this motherfucking Ukrainian 6'5 boxer, and I punched the son of a bitch literally full out in the jaw. I do hit an iron chin. That was a phenomenal win. After that, you know, I beat a U.S. Marine. Then I beat that Muay Thai ninja motherfucker. The dude moved like a ninja, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I hate that guy. Me and him had beef. We were supposed to street fight and all that. But, you know. But, yeah, I can't deny that he was, you know, top level, you know, top tier, world class pro. You know, it was obvious, you know what I'm saying? But these TV guys, these guys are jokes. I mean, this Deontay Wilder clown, I hit this guy with one punch, this guy flies across the ring, literally. You know, I mean, I've seen him get fucking, he fought some obese fat guy, Dustin Nichols, like, he literally got some guy off the street. That, I mean, the guy's obese, he's literally beating up a sick man. He's beating up like a like a sick dude that's like 400 something pounds that doesn't belong in a ring, you know? And still he got dropped by him, you know? I'm like, what the fuck? And I punched Deontay Wilder and TKO'd the shit out of him with one punch. That Muay Thai champion, that guy would kill Deontay Wilder, man. Deontay Wilder wouldn't touch him. As soon as Deontay Wilder would start throwing his sloppy ass, fucking ugly ass swings, that dude would counter Deontay and knock him the fuck out. That's what I'm saying. When I beat Derek, and Derek the Giant's a fucking clown, man. I outboxed him, man. Slow, man. That motherfucker's like a turtle, man. It was like target practice, dude. Jab, 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 jab. It was too easy, man. What rematch? The fuck would I rematch him, man? Yeah, Dijon, I understand. Yeah, I beat his ass. Dijon did his cheap choke shit. Yeah, him. Dude, that Muay Thai champion that I beat, that guy would murder Dijon, and I beat his ass. He saw that left hook I gave that motherfucker, man? The Muay Thai dude, man. Oh, by the way, yesterday, right before my victory, I met a, you know, this motherfucker. He was he sounds legit. He mentioned a lot of people's names that I know. You know, like I said, so when I turned pro and everything, like a lot of the homies, you know what I mean? He mentioned a lot of the homies. And he said he works for the film industry, and he said, "Champ, I know you're not interested in movies and nothing like that, but you know, there's a lot of money involved in this. Now, I'm a boxing champion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not an actor. I'm a real fighter, real champion. However, he's offering me a lot of money to participate in a motion picture and basically just show up for like 5, 10, 20 seconds tops. I don't know, maybe a minute long, just like in a fight scene where I knock a guy out, you know, like, yeah. You know what I mean? That's what he said. No, yeah, I got his number and everything. He said, give me a call. He said, I told him I'm going through a divorce with my wife. He said, there's plenty of beautiful women in the, you know, in the industry. He told me, he's like, just stay away from the Kardashians, though. Whether she's done with Kanye or not, but you know, that's my decision. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm still not over my wife, man. Yeah. When I was there in Ukraine, I was like sick and tired of her. I was just like fucking. I was just like, oh my God, I can't stand her anymore. She's pissing me off so much. But now that I'm far away from her, and I miss the pussy, man. Not just the pussy, I miss her too. She did some cruel shit to me, man. She fucked up, man. Going over time. But yeah, man, he said that you're the greatest of all time, man. I've seen your videos, man. You know, you would make us more money if we put you on, you know, in the movie scene. You know, you're going to make us more money. So your haters hear that? They're offering me to be in movies, man. No, he said, I don't even have to be a cast member. No, it's just like, I forgot the name. I forgot how like a special guest appearance, you know what I mean? Like, basically, it doesn't even have to be a fighting movie. It's like, it could be like a fucking, like a drama movie, like where like the husband abuses the wife. And then Charlie Z just comes and knocks that dude out, boom. And then, you know what I mean? For like, and save the wife, you know what I'm saying? And then, boom, that's the only scene I'm in. And for that, they're going to pay me a lot of money. And we're talking big money. That's what I'm saying. If you want to make money, you could do it doing other things. You know what I mean? Yeah. But don't pay professional acting. I beat these guys' asses for free. See, like yesterday, the Bellator guy, he was bragging about how much money he makes, he fights on TV, all blah, blah, blah. He never fucked Daria, though. He doesn't have 174 wins. Hey, he lost to me. Why didn't his 12 TV fights help him yesterday? Why did he get his ass beat off TV? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course, you know, people would underestimate, you know, that you, before me, you know, that you would think that, like, YouTube fights are, like, kind of, you know, like, low level, and, you know, TV is like, oh, that's where, like, that's the top, that's where, you know, the big time. And now, hey, now people know, man. Charlie Zonoff is big time. Charlie Zonoff is once in a lifetime. Charlie Zonoff landed 6 power punches in half a fucking second. I'm the greatest. And when I landed that left hook on that Bellator son of a bitch, that bare knuckle, I hit him bare knuckle. I hit him with gloves, man. I hit him without gloves. I fucked him up, man. I fucked him up, man. It felt great, man. Win 175 is it's gonna be. I'm gonna shoot for a knockout. It's gonna be the final victory of the year. 70th win of the year. It's gonna be the final win of the year. That's just unbelievable. Some people don't even. Most boxers don't even get to that many wins, man. I got 69 wins in 11 months, man. Nobody fucking. Well, the month's not over, man. Yeah, the 70th win of the year and the 175th win of my pro boxing career. I'm gonna shoot for a knockout. Yeah, I'm going to shoot for a knockout. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm talking like the U.S. Marine that I dropped, yeah. Or the guy that I dropped in the ring, yeah, I'm going to shoot for a knockout, I mean. Or at least a brutal TKO where I just landed like a series of bombs, like bomb after bomb after bomb, you know what I'm saying? See, the Bellator dude, I just kept countering him. Every time... Like, I kept rushing him, and every exchange we had, because I'm so much faster than him, it was just like, bam, bam. And then, like, if he would land a bam, I would go, bam, bam, you know. And then I was just beating his ass, you know. The guy said it was a draw. I'm like, draw? He's like, is this your first draw of your career? I'm like, draw? I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, you are, son. What draw, man? Fuck no, it ain't no draw, motherfucker. Draw. Bitch ass in the face, bare knuckle. I'm like, it ain't no draw no more, huh? Draw. You know, by the way, if I would have a draw with somebody, you know I'm still the champion, right? Yeah, so. No, it wasn't a draw, man. I landed more, man. I landed more. Dude, I TKO'd him, man. I hit him bare knuckle, man. I TKO'd him. Regardless, like, let's say, for example, I got knocked down 10 times and I was behind on points, man. I still won because I punched him bare knuckle and he fucking didn't do shit back. He lost. No, I killed this motherfucker, man. That's what I said to all these delusional haters, man. I ruined your Thanksgiving and I'm going to ruin your Christmas, man. I promise you. You know what I'm saying? And I ruined your Halloween because I was fucking Daria on Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that some scary shit, haters? You bitches didn't want... See? Like, Daria or not, another girl, Kim, whatever, it doesn't... I'm always going to find a woman. You know what I mean? I'll never be alone. I'm always going to find a woman. It's just hard, man. I'm just, you know, I'm talking to, like, some homies that have been divorced before, too, and, you know, they said they said you're going to get over it, you know, but, yeah, you know, I met some girl named Chloe, you know, you know, much hotter than fucking, she's much hotter than Chloe Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian. Is she hotter than Kim? I don't know. No, that's a tough one. But she's definitely hotter than Khloe Kardashian. Khloe Kardashian, man, not even a debate. A million times hotter than Khloe Kardashian. And way hotter. And, yeah. And, well, Kourtney's decent looking, but she's hotter than Kourtney, too. But, yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know. She's Me and her, just, she also seems like a fucking loose cannon chick, you know, I don't know. Fucking girl's a stripper, man. Yeah, I'm messing with, you know, going to a strip club and just fucking around with strippers, man. I'm doing whatever I can. I still love Daria. I'm just doing whatever I can to forget about her, man. And I'm asking, like, homies for advice, and like, I'm saying, like, damn, I went to Ukraine 3 times. And all 3 times, it was the same shit. The first time I went there, we had sex, but it was a love-hate relationship, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I fucked up. I'm, you know, I promise, baby, you know, Charlie, if you come back again, I'm going to behave, I'm going to be much better, I promise. I gave her another chance. I came back again. We got married. We had a wedding. I mean, people literally dream of that day. You know, people, when they're, you know, born and when they get older, and, you know, well, not everybody, some people don't want to get married, but I'm saying most people that want to get married, you know, Daria always wanted to get married. I always wanted to get married. I told her, baby, what the fuck did you do? You know what I'm saying? You know, you wanted, like, we had a wedding. We had a fucking wedding. They played that fucking music, man, that fucking, you know, that, you know what I'm saying? When the wedding music, man, everybody knows that shit, man. It's like we're walking down the aisle holding hands, you know, and, like, you may now kiss your bride. They said it in Ukrainian, you know, and then the translate in English, whatever. And, my God, man, it's like to kiss a bride that hot. It just sucks that she has so much baggage with her, man. I'm just... fuck, man. And I still came back to L.A. and beat 3 different motherfuckers. 3 top-level, top-tier world-class fighters. A U.S. Marine. An undefeated Muay Thai world champion. Undefeated. Well, yeah, Bellator, yeah, he's not world class. Still, I beat him, though, you know, moral victory, you know, yeah. Bellator, TV fighters are a joke, see. Jules Wallen, I thought about it. He was a punching bag for me, man. I told you, man, TV fighters suck. Jules Wallen doesn't suck. He's all right, man. He got power, but he was no match for me, man. I was thinking if I should challenge him again, but he, what's the point, man? I beat him so easily. There's no, the Bellator dude did a little better than him. But nah, the Bellator dude was just like, bam, bam, bam. I was hitting him, bam, bam, bam. I was just cleaning this shit, man. Just cleaning this clock, man. And then I told him, I'm like, now you know the UBF is real, motherfucker. Now you know, man, all those delusional haters on the internet, now you know these motherfuckers are full of shit, man. And then when I punched him in the face, bare knuckle, that dude didn't do shit. Then when I left the gym, then he started talking shit. He's like, what's up, man? What's up? Let's go again, man. Hey, you know only the loser wants the rematch, right? Only the loser wants the rematch, man. Bellator, no more. Yeah, but see, these TV guys, that's it. I beat them. I got what I wanted, man. The whole year I was like wondering, fuck, it's like I punked a K-1 guy, I punked a UFC guy, not a 10-1 UFC clown. Punk, okay, when am I going to finally physically hurt a TV fighter? Because these delusional fucking haters, they praise these TV clowns, and they hate on me. When am I going to hurt a TV fighter physically? When? I did it yesterday, thanks to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, for giving me the victory, and giving me the power, the speed, to score that victory, the heart and the courage, to get in that cage and beat him. And then come out of that cage and continue beating him and finishing him with a left hook, bare knuckle to the jaw. Floyd Mayweather Jr.? Now that's all she wrote, bitch. I'll take your L too, motherfucker. Say, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Let's see. Knocked his father out. I mean, Floyd Mayweather Jr. would. Okay, Bellator, those guys suck, yeah, but they would beat the fuck. They would all beat Mayweather. I mean, the guy be, yes, 6'4". Are you kidding me? 6'4 and a half, 6'5". Mayweather wouldn't even reach him, dude. Yeah, he was a striker, too, man. These guys. The Bellator dudes ain't shit, but I mean, no, they would kill Mayweather though, man. But the thing is, he keeps with this. Oh, hey, I'm taking those, motherfucker. Get in the ring with me, Floyd. I'll take your O. So I'm the best. Ain't nobody taking my O, but I'm taking those. That's what I'm saying. 174 and O, motherfucker. Charlie Zay, the best. Yeah, I gotta, you know, I told Daria that give me a month. It's been like 6, 7 days. It's been like a week. I don't even think it's been a full week. I haven't talked to her in like about a week. And, you know, it's tough, man. It's my first marriage. It's tough. I know the cure, you know. I know the cure, to get a girl, another girl, and help forget about a wife, let's say. The thing is, Daria would always stay with me, you know what I mean? She would, like, never, ever break up with me. She was so in love with me. She was just, she still is. You know? And I don't know, man. I can't trust her, man. I mean, 3 different times she said that she... Second time I came back, same shit. Third time I came back, and third time was different because she was supposed to come to America, and we didn't see each other for 1 year. And I thought that she matured, she, you know, got better. And no, man, no, same shit. Well, of course, in the beginning, like the first 4 days, you know, I had sex with her, and you know, she made me food. She was a professional chef. She would make me great food, and you know. And, but then, you know, what can I say? Hey, I beat the Bellator motherfucker, man. I beat the TV bitch. The next victory, I'm going to beat a better fighter. Sambo, U.S. Marine, Navy SEAL. Yeah, it's time to listen. I cleaned this clock. I beat plenty of TV fighters now. It's time to go back and continue beating real fighters. Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest of all time. You know, the legend of all legends, the champion of all champions, the king of all kings. You know, the best boxer that's ever laced up gloves. It's me. You know, and I say that with honor, with dignity and pride. And thankful to God for everything He's given me. You know, He could have chose somebody else, but He chose me. 175. It's gonna be legendary. It's gonna be a one-sided win for me, of course. But the speed and the power that I'm talking about, it's gonna be, you know. Unimaginable. The speed and power that I'm going to hit my opponent with for win 175, I'm telling everybody right now. Keep your eyes open. Get ready. Because just like I started the year, that's how I'm going to end the year. The first fight of the year, I destroyed a third degree black belt with a series of hooks. Yeah, the next fight, that's how I see it going. Pound for pound number one, Charlie Zelenoff. Tune in to the next episode.